The Hook Show, number 32, preparing for the holidays.
The Hook Show with Digital Dan.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome to or welcome back to The Hook Show. Check out the website, hookshow.blogspot.com, for the show notes and the links about what we're talking about. You can subscribe to the show by clicking on the iTunes link, or you can put the RSS feed into your favorite podcast aggregator. Or if you'd like, you can get an email sent to you when the site content is updated. Just put it in that feed blitz box. I'm a member of the social community site, Blueberry.com, BLUBRRY.com, and also a member of Podcast MN, so check that out, PodcastMN.com. If you have any comments or questions, you can comment on the blog site, email at hookshow@gmail.com, audio comment line at 1-206-600-HOOK, or 1-206-600-4665. If you have a mic attached to your computer, you can also send a comment via the My Chingo button. But right now I have ASCII Adam on the phone with me via Skype, and we're going to be talking about some of our holiday plans and what we've experienced so far with Thanksgiving. So how's your Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's pretty good. Basically, how was yours?
Yeah, Lynn and I, it was quite busy. We had to deliver 191 papers that morning. And they're about the thickness of a Sunday paper, which we actually had to prepare ourselves. It actually, like, made it so we were scraping our wheels most of the time through half the route. So it was quite an ordeal at 2 o'clock in the morning. And for the food aspect of it, we went to two homes. Went to, you know, Mom's house. And then later on in the day, Aunt and Uncle's house. Of course, it's way too much food. And you actually end up walking home with more food than you brought. So what'd you guys do?
To wife's home, or not her home, but her family.
Mm-hmm.
That was all right. We brought food, brought pecan pie, and some squash peel. Was that right?
Yeah, Lynn actually brought this one thing that was a huge hit. It was what she called Death by Chocolate. It's one of these desserts that's a layered dessert. You make brownies, and you mix Kahlua in it. For the bottom layer, then you put like chocolate mousse on top of that, and then some whipped cream. And then another layer of the Kahlua brownies, and then you kind of repeat it with the mousse, and then the whipped cream, and then you put, like, crushed Heath bars on top. It was quite rich.
Wow.
At least. But it was a big hit.
Yeah, crazy.
We brought that to both of them because we had some leftovers, and everyone loved it. We even had a little leftover after that.
Did that have a lot of calories in it?
You know, for Thanksgiving, you know, it doesn't count. If you're on a diet, Thanksgiving doesn't count.
All right.
Because it's, you know, you're with family and, you know, just out there to have a good time. You can be good the rest of the year or whatever, but Thanksgiving doesn't necessarily count that much.
Okay, yeah, so.
And the day after on what they consider Black Friday, where a lot of the retailers are in the red for most of the year, and Black Friday is where they actually kind of turn a profit and then they're, you know, back in the black. That's what they call it, Black Friday. You're big into that, if you're saying.
Yes, I am. But I'm convinced that the three after dates, I think those will be on the same caliber as a loan company.
What do you mean by that?
Basically what happens, they have their product that people purchase, and the company gets money from that that product that was purchased. So the money is up front to the company, and then the company just has to pay it back within 3 months. And the problem is that when they get their rebate, that a lot of it looks like junk mail or in a plain white letter envelope. A lot of people assume that it's junk mail, throw it away, and then get the rebate. Yeah, I think that's why they do that. Like,
but you're saying that you went to the stores at about 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I went to District City. Looking online, I forgot that they were talking about the top 10 deals for electronic deals for the day after Thanksgiving, so at least, and that was the SD 1 gigabyte cards and a thumb drive, 1 gigabyte, and the $300 security computer.
What kind of deals did you get?
We were trying to get the computer, but we waited in line for where we got there, like, it's like about 4:30 or so. And so we got there at 4:30, and it opened at 5, and there's already like 200 people around the building.
Wow.
We got there. And so, you know, we kept waiting in line, and we had to see these things, but then after I waited for like another hour or so, found out, and they were trying to ring me up, that they were well out of, and that was maybe 10 minutes after the store opened. They probably sold out in 5 minutes.
Wow.
But I was in line, waiting in line, and I was getting all anxious, thinking I was going to get it, but I didn't. There's some people that were really angry because they realized their product wasn't there, but I think it's kind of like a bait switch kind of a thing. The quicker to see. It's like they only have a limited quantity of the smaller, cheaper computers, and you get in there to the store, and then they're saying, well, this one's comparable. It costs a little bit more, but mm-hmm. some rebates, and then people go and buy that, and they realize after the fact that it really wasn't that great of a deal.
I was hearing that you actually did get a similar deal. It wasn't necessarily the doorbusters that were on Friday. But tell me briefly about the laptop you did actually end up getting.
Oh, yeah, I need a laptop. I've been waiting a long time for a laptop, I'll tell you that much. It was, well, what I decided to get was an Acer Aspire 5100. And what's the remaining 5100, 3683. And then I got a link to it. It was 11 GB ROM. And the laptop, pretty cool. I had some money for my side account that I've been saving up. I wanted to get out of that. And actually, decided to go out, write the board, went hunting some of the money that we had for some of the cash that we had saved up. Nice little third trip this season, and that was kind of nice. I have like a loan back to our vacation savings to pay back what else I owe on this year. It's pretty nice. This is a Turian 64MK AMD 1 gigabyte of RAM, 5400 gigabyte hard drive, 15.4 inch.
It sounds pretty good.
128 megabytes available. I believe 3 USB ports, and Wi-Fi Bluetooth. And I got quite a bit of good ones. It's kind of nice. And by the way, I think I'm going to add my computer and router. I'm going to add that on the Flickr site.
Oh, okay.
So that they can see that.
Sounds good.
It's kind of nice. It was the computer and the router. It was $150 for taxes. And I get a $50 rebate. It brings it to $700 a year. Both the computer and Wi-Fi router. I think it's a pretty good deal.
Sounds good. One of the other things that always happens around this time of year is the local events. I know for us in the Minneapolis Twin Cities area, we have something considered the Holidazzle Parade. You've gone to that plenty of times, Adam, right? In downtown Minneapolis?
Yeah. You know, I went on that recently, which is so ironic because I don't know if you would call it Don't Shoot a Parade. At a point in time, I was delivering Chinese food to downtown Minneapolis, and I'd be stopped up by the parade. Like, I'd have to wait for the parade to go across the street. I don't know if that really counts as going to the parade.
I've gone to it a few times. Basically, what it is there's a parade in the downtown area. It's a pedestrian mall along Nicollet Mall there. And what they have in the street at, what time does it start? Usually about 6 or something, 6 or 7? I think it's
about an hour or so after dark.
Yeah, so it's all at night. And you have floats and you have people just dressed up in costumes that are all lit up by Christmas lights. So it's quite a fun event. And if you're brave enough, you can stand outside and watch it. Or what a lot of people do for Minneapolis is there's these things called skyways that interconnect the buildings together, and then people stand in there and they can watch it while they're still kind of staying warm. Especially if you have little kids, that's the way to go.
You kind of got to make your spot there pretty quickly.
They do fill up pretty quick. I think they do that for a couple of weeks, so that's a fun event to go to. Another thing in downtown Minneapolis is Dayton Hudson for quite a while. Now I think they just recently changed their name due to a buyout. Now it's Macy's, but on the 8th floor they have a display. They change it from year to year. It's always oriented more for the kids, and you have slate animatronics, and there's different displays set up for each different scene of a story. I remember one of them being Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. One was, I think, a Harry Potter one. I think this year is like Alice in Wonderland or something of that sort, but they always have some fun displays, and it's always going on along the same time as the Holidazzle, not a little bit before, a little bit after. So people can, when they go to downtown Minneapolis, they can go to both of them there. So it's quite a fun thing to do during the holidays. Do you know of any other local events?
I know for a while they were doing like Christmas lights at the zoo. That was supposed to be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I remember those, yeah.
They're kind of considering doing that like a year or two ago. They decided not to do that just because it's kind of ways away.
Yeah, and the Christmas lights at the zoo, you just basically, you sit in your car and you kind of drive through it at a slow pace, and you can see the cool displays that they have, along with a lot of people, you know, in the area always have some fun displays. And I think there might be maps around. Have you heard anything about that?
No, actually, while we're talking here, I think I will look at that. That's not a problem. It's my new notebook there.
All right, if that's it for the local events. I just recently got a new job. I know I've said I've been getting a couple of recent new jobs on the podcast here, but I was doing temp jobs for quite a while, and then now this is more of a real job, if you will. And it definitely ties into what's going on with the holiday season, and I'm basically taking portraits of kids. And the thing with that is I'm trying to get kids to smile and get some cute pictures for, you know, grandma or whatever, and we even do Christmas cards. So if anybody's considering doing that, I'm not saying go to the portrait studio that I'm at, but it's a good idea to do that. If you want to do it yourself, you can. Big things to keep in mind is make sure that the kids, if you have any kids for that, that they're really content before doing that. If you're trying to do it yourself, another thing to keep in mind is have like some sort of timer or some sort of remote, probably a remote or a push button to do the flash is real good, you know, if you want to do the shutter on that. And another thing to think about is, you know, at the portrait studio that we have quite a few varieties of backgrounds. So if you wanted to do it in your own home, consider the backgrounds, you know, around the fireplace, something like that, because every little bit of it does show up at times. So just little subtle things, you might want to make sure that you have it really picked up before you take the picture. And if you're doing it yourself, I would recommend taking it a couple of times, because there might be one time that, you know, someone's not looking the right way or what all. But like in the portrait studio, what we can do is say, you know, does this one look good or not? And then you can decide if you want to order it or not. So, you know, it's up to you if you wanted to do it that way. Another thing, if you're considering doing that at a professional type setting, like a portrait studio, some of them do have sitting fees. I know this portrait studio that I'm at does not, but consider that in mind with the cost of it. Something to think about if you wanted to do that kind of route for holiday cards or whatnot. Adam?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking here. I've not really seen a lot of Christmas light displays in Minnesota. There's been basically what I'm seeing is that one in Faribault, Minnesota, by the way, is the Valley Green Giant. Is located.
Oh.
I was going to say, that's down in the southern suburbs, way down there.
Yeah.
A long way away.
I know, I think it was through some sort of gas station like Holiday or SA, they had it previous years where they had like a map of some of the real big displays around the Twin Cities that you could just kind of go to. But I wasn't sure if you saw anything about that for this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking here while I'm talking. I don't really see a lot. I know that a lot of the local newspapers like to do that. But
another big thing to do is the holiday presentation. Are you guys planning on going to any of them, like a Christmas carol, like they have at like the Guthrie, or is your church doing any religious one?
From what I understand, I think our church did not do it this year just because they were over budget on some other items and they were cutting back this presentation. From what I understand, I don't know if they're going to do it. Last couple of years that they've done flown in recording artists.
Oh, wow.
And basically what happened, really cool, it's broadcast on Care 11.
Wow.
And what happens is, you know, I think the talent costs a lot. I think the TV time costs a lot. And I think it is lost for the church. So what I understand is that we're over budget on a couple of items. I think based on how the economy has been going along, a lot of people who have maybe not as been as generous donating to the church as they might have expected prior to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have one over at our church. I think it's the first, maybe the first and second weekends of December. So it's this weekend and I think next weekend. In previous years, I've volunteered with the tech of that, but since I'm doing more of a retail type job, I haven't had the free time available to do that. Yeah, so I haven't been able to do that. We may not be able to attend it this year, but they typically do some sort of drama along with, you know, choir singing and stuff. It's a pretty good time, but a lot of people like doing that, and it's something to plan ahead for you know, the holidays. And that also brings us to, for holiday movies or shows, are you planning on going to any sort of holiday-oriented movies or watching anything with that?
Actually, the holiday-oriented movie I have is that one Penguin movie last week. Purchased that. It was one of our Thanksgiving sales. I think the movie was like DVD. Man. You know what I'm talking about?
No. March of the Penguins?
March of the Penguins. I was going to say something stupid. You put that in there. I was going to say something stupid like Dance of Penguins or something like that. But I'm glad you cut in there and you knew what I was talking about. I was a kind of embarrassment.
Yeah, some of them that are coming up that are directly holiday-oriented, like Unaccompanied Minors, and there's one about, you know, the competition of houses with the lights. They both look kind of stupid.
Yeah, definitely. There's a Santa Claus one with Martin Short. And
Yeah, what is it, the Santa Claus 3 or something?
Yeah, that was really super lame.
Are you planning on watching any of them on TV or movies, you know, like the classic Christmas Story or A Wonderful Life?
I don't know, I might. There really has been a lot that I've been really, you know, earmarking last year. I mean, a lot of them are already.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot be as exciting as they want at the Christmas.
Yeah, the only real thing that we saw that was kind of oriented towards that was we saw Happy Feet the other week. And our little one really got into that. And it was a fun movie. At first, like, when you see the previews about it, it doesn't seem like it's all that good. But it's like, they're talking about that each penguin has a heart song. And that's what it's referring to. That's why they're singing all the time. Yeah, it's kind of a weird premise. But it was pretty fun for the little ones, if you have anyone out there has any kids and they want to take to a fun movie. I would recommend that one.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, that also brings us to holiday parties. Do you have any of them coming up?
A holiday party. Well, actually, I'm quite excited and anxious about the one that we're going to. I think it's Christmas Day.
Oh, over at Mom's?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not really a holiday party. That's more considered a family event. But, like,
well,
do you have any
party? Mainly because I am so anxious. I'm anxious to do a little shootout there.
Explain that a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Well, last year, I basically was in charge of being the nephew.
Yes.
And so I was thinking, well, what would I like if I was age? Right? I think he's around 10. What would I like? So I was looking around the vortex of the Target, thinking, wow, you know what I thought was Nerf gun. So I got some Nerf gun for him. I got two of them. I got a beat paper gun. I got a wonderful laser sight. And so I got the two guns, and when I was there, I purchased one for myself, but it was kind of fun. And so I was playing with my little thing, and while I was, you know, for a while there, coming up the Christmas, which the nephew was going to open up this thing, I thought, you know, I'm taking my gun. While he's opening his guns, I'm going to shoot darts at him, kind of provoking a fight. And basically, I did that at the Nerf site. It was pretty fun. I was back there. And there was only three guns. It wasn't that anything. But this time around, I kind of have this idea set where basically every one of them is going to basically prepare this time, go get their guns, and the whole family's involved with it. Have kids and old people, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that's going to end up, but it'll be fun, and at least it's not as stressful as some people have to deal with for some of their holidays. No.
Yeah, well, actually, the thing, it sounds kind of strange, I guess, if you're not thinking, but the thing is the wife and I, when we picked up this the first time, we're kind of like, yeah, I don't know, we might just use them once, whatever. But, I mean, here's the thing is, we started to do these setups or whatever you want to call it, and we, you know, first time we got it, the wife was trying it out. She was really liking it. And then she's like, yeah, let's do a little battle. And then we did a battle. And then we put the guns down. And we're like, all right, time to find the dart. And we find the dart. And then we sit down. And then it was kind of like the guns were talking. Like, they were like, play again. Do it again. And then, like, that same day, we had like, 3 or 4 duels in which she just, like, lost all of our darts. And then we had to go out and find them. And then we put the guns down that were loaded. And then, like, an hour or two later, guns are like, let's try it again. You know, it's pretty exciting.
And it's just those real soft darts with a little suction cup.
Yeah, there's a soft one, a suction cup, and then we have the ones that have the little whisper deal on them. I think they're called Sonic darts. We went to Target. Target had a good sale on all these items, so it's pretty exciting. And so we have something like 60 darts that we bought. Yeah, actually, I think we have about 60 or 70 darts. So we're totally ready for 7 guns. We're going to give 2 of our guns to mom and then the stepdad. It should be pretty fun. Pretty excited.
I was actually referring to true holiday parties. I have one actually coming up for the Podcast MN group. One of the guys has media company, and he basically invited everybody to it. And I was reading a little bit about it. He had a website all set up about it, and he's going to have like a live band there. It's going to be catered, and then there's actually going to be Vlog Santa. And Vlog Santa is kind of a surly Santa from Maple Grove. He did a couple of posts last year. And the guy that's running the event wanted to have the guy come out. So it'll be fun. That's coming up Thursday of this week. And then tomorrow I have a family one for our elderly grandmother. She's getting up there in the years, so they wanted to plan that a little early. But it's going to be busy. And that's actually another good point about just trying to deal with holiday stress in general. If you have several families that you have to deal with, is just spread it out a little bit instead of just having it all concentrated on the whole Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It's the holiday season, as they refer to it as. So it's just good to make it more of a spread out event so you're not overly stressed on just those couple of days. And just plan ahead as much as you can, because I know for my wife and I, we have 4 families we need to visit. Do what you can to just kind of relieve some of that stress.
Yeah, a lot of them have a priority to do a Christmas Eve and start to manage it on the same day, of course.
Mm-hmm. But I think that will do it for us, unless you have any other
comments. I do have a little bit extra here. Obviously, I've been using a Mac for a while, quite a while, indeed. And what I found is basically it's been at least 2, maybe even 4 years that I was actively using a PC. And so now that I've got back to the PC thing, I like my Mac a lot. But it's a desktop, and I just wanted a cheap little notebook that I could kind of throw around and whatnot. And so there's a lot of programs that I'm just kind of getting into. I got to say, the best place for desktop backgrounds, in case you didn't realize, is Wikipedia. That's where you get the best desktop background, by my opinion. Now, Wikipedia, what it has actually an image thing. If you go to the main page and you scroll all the way down, it says featured picture. And what you can do is you can go to more pictures, and what it does is it shows you that there is 651 featured pictures. If you go through there, there's some really good pictures. It's pretty impressive. I personally am partial to the ones that are like picture, like plant pictures, animal pictures, and the artwork pictures. That's definitely the way to go. It's nice because the people who take these pictures are really, you know, usually you'd have to pay for a desktop background like this, you know, like if you're a clicker or something. They would actually, they'd probably ask you to, I don't know, I think they'd probably, you'd have to ask them or something permission to use their background on your computer, you know what I'm saying?
You can have some rights on Flickr to say if somebody can use it for commercial purposes or what all, but if it's for personal use, you know, most people don't care. That's why it's up there, so that people can view it and then they can, you know, use it personally. But the thing that a lot of people have against Flickr is, you know, if you personally take a photo and somebody uses it commercially and you didn't authorize them to use it for a commercial type purpose, then there's, you know, a lot of different rights issues associated with that. But if you're just using it for like a personal desktop background and it's not going to be necessarily associated with, you know, your company or anything of that sort, then I don't think they can really necessarily care less.
That's pretty cool.
I'll look into that. And that will do it for the Hook Show. Once again, if you wanted to comment to us at all, you can email hookshow@gmail.com. Our audio comment line is 1-206-600-HOOK or 1-206-600-4665. We'll see you next time and have a great day.